is Donovan Hodges. I'm interviewing Mrs. Eunice in Wadley, Georgia, Jefferson County, in her home. The date is August the 5th, 1975. This is tape number 2. We were talking a moment ago about researching family history, and I thought maybe you could give me some pointers about how to start. I have no idea if I wanted to do some background on my family, how I would go about it.
Well, of course, you start with those that you know, and then you progress to their parents, mm-hmm. and to their parents, and it goes like that. But of course, anyone would know you had to start with your father and mother.
Most recent.
And the things that you knew about them. And then you just
kind of go backwards.
Go backwards.
Right. Have you got, since you've done a lot of this, I wondered if you could maybe give me some pointers about not only where to look, but just some things to beware of and things like that.
Well, now, family tales, people are very fond of those. But I would say don't rely on them too much. They will give you a clue as to where to look. But you'll find out that a whole lot of family legends just simply aren't true.
I guess they become exaggerated.
That's right. That's right. And it's a very fascinating hobby. Very. And of course it begins in the county courthouse.
I was going to
say. In which they lived.
Say, if it was in Jefferson County, where what would be the offices or the people in the courthouse you would contact?
Well, of course, the ordinary's office of the judge of probate court.
They have.
And of course, in the clerk's office for saying that they are there, the land records are there, but especially in the probate court, probate judge's court.
Now, is that
the ordinary's office?
Is that the marriage record?
Oh, yes, old marriage records, old wills, old divisions of estates,
now,
things like that.
Could I go in there and see any, I mean, is anything that's
they're all public
not,
records.
Not open? It's all
they're public records. The public's supposed to have access to them.
I don't really think a lot of people realize it. I think they think maybe you have to have some kind of public order or
hire a lawyer.
Yeah, I'd have to have a lawyer to do that. I really didn't know that for sure. But you can just go in there. Well, tell me about the advice you gave me a moment ago about digging into your family history.
Well, it's very rewarding. And if you're going to be embarrassed when you find out some unpleasant things that took place in the life of some of your ancestors, just don't begin it.
In other words, the black sheep.
That's right. Don't begin it. But to me, it's fascinating. Because if all they did was to sing psalms and go to church and all, it would be a very dreary, dull history. And here I'll make the comment that for every person you find like that, or every incident you find like that, that you will find something else that you had no idea of, or which you'd be very proud. See?
Right.
So it balances out.
Certainly would make it a lot more colorful and interesting, though.
Yeah.
You can dig up something.
And another thing, it happens in all families.
Right. Have you gone with your family, on both sides, as far as you can find, say, on your father and mother's side, have you pursued one more than the other?
I had found out that the Yankee ancestors there, my research on those branches were far easier because the records in Connecticut have never been destroyed.